President Trump will be in Wisconsin today promoting one of his signature campaign promises, job creation. Trump is scheduled to speak in Kenosha at the headquarters of Snap-on Tools. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, both business and labor leaders say Wisconsin's manufacturing sector faces challenges, and they hope the president helps address them.
Wisconsin once had a thriving manufacturing economy, according to Laura Dresser, a labor analyst at UW-Madison. But she says the job numbers have dropped dramatically since the beginning of the millennium.
What's happened from the 1970s to current is that other sectors have grown more dynamically, produced more jobs, and the manufacturing sector itself has shrunk and redistributed. There were 600,000 manufacturing jobs in the state in the year 2000. And over the last 15 years, that number of jobs has fallen to below 500,000 jobs.
Dresser says the reasons for the decline include that manufacturers have needed fewer workers because of technology, and some companies have moved jobs overseas for cheaper labor costs. Still, the state of manufacturing in Wisconsin remains pretty strong, according to Kurt Bauer. He's president of the pro-business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Bauer says the state ranks second in the nation for manufacturing job concentration. Yet he plans to attend today's rally in Kenosha and hopes to talk with President Trump about the state's weak spots.
The areas of concern would be on workforce. We have a labor shortage right now in Wisconsin. 70% of our members say that they are having trouble finding people. By the way, that's not just unique to manufacturing. I think that is all sectors of the economy, but it's something that needs to be addressed.
So Bauer also wants to talk with the president about his stance on immigrants. Bauer says manufacturers need workers, yet Trump has proposed a travel ban on certain countries and promised to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
I think he's absolutely right about having border security and all of those aspects, but what we also need is to continue the flow of needed workers from overseas. We have some of the best universities and colleges in the world, not only here in Wisconsin, but nationwide. Many of them get advanced degrees and they want to stay and work here in American industry. And oftentimes we don't have a visa for them and we force them to go home and compete against us. That doesn't make sense.
There are also plenty of workers here who need more training, according to Phil Neuenfeld, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, one of the state's largest labor unions. He's another person hoping to bend the visiting president's ear.
Clearly, we need to see a larger investment made in technical education and training of workers so that as plants become modernized, as they look at new work systems, that the workers are given the opportunity and the tools and the resources they need to be educated, trained to be competitive in those environments.
Neuenfeld says he's pleased that Trump has formed a manufacturing council comprised of labor and business leaders. According to the White House, the president will tout his Buy American, Hire American agenda when he visits the toolmaker today in Kenosha. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.